Welcome back to our Wellington Sport podcast. This is episode 3, and today we have an extremely special episode lined up. We are going to talk all things cross country today. We have Mr. Clamp, our lead cross country coach, and Christina Giamis, our age 7 running sensation here at Wellington, who we're going to do an interview with. To start with, though, however, we are going to give a quick update on sports. It's extremely excited, and I'm extremely proud to announce that all of our sports teams that entered the Hangzhou School Sports League this year have made the finals. That's our under 12 boys and girls basketball teams and our under 14 boys and girls football teams, all of which will play in their gold medal matches this week at various locations across Hangzhou. So today's podcast is going to be all about things cross country. Mr. Clamp, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. McCallum.
So cross country this year, what a great year. Do you want to give me a little bit of background on why it's been such a good year?
Yeah, certainly. We've had a really good season to date. I think we've dominated all races, all three races. I think that's generally down to the additional staff that we've got on board now, Mr. King, Mr. Brooks, making a great contribution to the coaching team, and also having very passionate, gritty and determined children certainly helps as well within the sport.
Absolutely. So you said the addition of Mr. Brooks and Mr. King has been in a real positive impact on our cross-country programme. Is there anything else that's changed this year compared to previously that you think supported that development?
I think just having three staff involved, it's allowed me now as a coach to work more specifically with the groups and kind of stand back a little bit and be a little bit more observational to see what's going on with the children, and also getting really good insight to the strengths and weaknesses of each child. When you work in the bigger group, it's a little bit more difficult to do that. So having the extra staff and having that freedom to, you know, go around and talk to children, see how they're feeling, getting that insight to understanding them a little bit more is definitely helped me restructure the training.
And obviously we've changed this year to having our primary students joining our senior group. How do you think that's gone down? Has that been successful?
I think so, yeah. I think it's having the older children there, obviously the younger children can use those as role models and they can aspire to be some of those gifted and talented athletes that we have in the squad, but equally it works both ways. You know, when you see the younger children running around in the cold and wet, that also motivates the older ones as well. So it's a two-way thing, really. And I think we've got a great squad. The dynamics are really good. We have fun, and I think that's part of it as well, keeping it quite relaxed but having fun. But also, when we go to race, we do mean business, you know, and having that balance is definitely working, and things are progressing well. So I'm really
absolutely
happy.
And I think one of the things that you mentioned about the races, I think one of the big things this year is the amount of competition we've had. So we've had three rounds of the HISAC competition, which we've done really, really well in. Do you want to provide some highlights of those events and big results?
Most definitely. So the first race, we dominated that with this young lady here coming home first. So that was a fantastic result for the under-11s. Under-14s, again, we dominated two in the top three. Alex Shee second and Tommy third, and under 19s as well, with Simon winning that. So we had a really good start to the series with just dominating all age categories. So winning the under 14s and under 19s from the first round. Second round, equally as well. Again, a young lady being very consistent, this time second. Unfortunately, just pipped by a girl that was, I think, 2, if not 3 years older than her. But again, Alex Shee, very consistent first. Under 19s, Seb coming first, Lucas Liu second, and Zan third. So under 19s, again, we dominated that for team win. Then the final round, once again, the young lady in the top three, this time third, but very consistent, very strong. Tommy Mao, second and 14, Ivan third, and Seb again coming home in first, again running in the under 19s, which was fantastic, you know. And I believe we won the under 14s as well, but that's got to be confirmed. So brilliant. I can't ask for more than that over, you know, three races. To be very consistent, very dominant, is just an outstanding result.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's no better time now to bring in our superstar of the cross-country team this season. Just to provide all our listeners with some context, Christina Jamas is in our international school. She is aged 7 years old and competes at under 11. So the results that Mr. Clamp has just shared with us around her first, second and third across the three events are coming with students that are 4 years older than her. So I think, you know, the magnitude of that success is significant. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
How are you feeling about being on the podcast?
Excited.
Brilliant. So we're going to talk things running, but before we do that, can you just tell me what other sports you play as well at the moment?
I play football, gymnastics, basketball, and that's all.
And swimming.
Swimming, yeah.
Yeah, don't forget about your swimming. Very, very important. The swim team won't be happy if we don't mention the swimming. Yeah, so you are an absolute all-round athlete and you're amazing at all of them you do. But specifically today, we're talking running. So why do you love running and how did you start?
I love running because it makes me feel like free and happy, and also because it gives me something to do instead of just sitting at home doing nothing. And I started because my mum did like a run every Saturday, and then one day I tried it when I was 3 years old, and then now I've done it more than 52 times. I've also done mini miles, which is like a full mile, like for younger people.
Amazing. You're so, so talented. And I know you come from a very sporty family who support you in doing lots and lots of sport. And it's so wonderful to hear that your mum was your inspiration to starting that with park runs. So you stand at the start line of a race, whether that be for the cross-country team, soon to be the athletics team, or your miles that you've done. How do you feel on the start line?
I feel like nervous sometimes because like there's other people that are also really fast, but I also feel very excited because I've been training so hard and then it's my time to shine.
Unbelievable. And I think all of our listeners would agree that you're absolutely inspirational to everybody. So being such a talented young athlete that you are across many, many sports, including swimming, what advice would you give to other children who want to play sports?
I would say that you should keep on trying, even if it's hard. And also enjoy the sport that you choose. For example, don't just choose football and then just say, I don't want to do football. Also, work hard, train hard, and also believe in yourself. Believe that you can do anything.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody here could agree with you any more than we do, Christina. And coming out of a young lady who is so young but so determined and ambitious is really inspirational. So well done and thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you as well, Mr. Clamp. Thank you for joining us. What a great episode. And I think that our listeners will take a lot out of this. And I would love our listeners to share this with the students in our school. To be able to listen to Christina and her message. Thank you for listening.